Well, if it isn't Bing Crosby.
Shut my big open kisser if it isn't Rosemary Clooney. And if this isn't the day we send greetings from Norcross greeting cards.
You got a musical card ready?
I have a whole clutch of them. The one that I'm going to concentrate on today goes like this.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, tell me how. Congratulations, you made it, you can make it if you try.
Done it again. This is massive. Great.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Bing, why don't you take a trip?
What have I done? Offended you or something? Say something?
Oh, no. I just wanted you to take a trip so I could send you one of those wonderful new Norcross greeting cards.
Oh, that's very thoughtful, Rosie. As a matter of fact, I'm planning a trip to the beach this weekend.
Well, you really should go further.
I always hoped to. I had dreams of faraway places, but... Oh, well, circumstances. Anyway, let's talk about these new Norcross greeting cards. They're handsome enough to make one splurge his bankroll on a trip abroad just to receive one.
I know. And there are racks and racks of new Norcross greeting cards for every kind of travel, by plane, car, ship, or slow freight. There's always something new from Norcross.
The Norcross lads touch all the bases. There's a greeting card for every possible person in every trip. Truly, there's no nicer send-off than one of these bonny bon voyage salutes from Norcross.
So make sure you wish your friends a wonderful trip with a Norcross greeting card.
Oh, indeed, you can't travel wrong when you pick the nicest cards on the rack. The cards with the N on the back, they're beauties.
Norcross greeting cards say the things you want to say.
And Rosie, when you send me that Norcross greeting card for my trip to the beach, pick one with a lengthy verse inside.
Why?
Well, don't you like to read on the beach?
Oh, I'd dig that.
Do you happen to have a song, Rosie?
So happens I do, Ken. It further happens that this song happens to be titled It Just Happened to Happen to Me.
Anyone with the right approach could have won you without a coach. It just happened to happen to me. Have tumbled down your defense. It just happened to happen to me. You passed by my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. It happened that you fell in love with me. doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. It happened that you fell in love with me.
That was very sweet, Rosie.
Sure was.
Say, would you lads be interested in some interesting facts on women?
I may tell you that I've spent quite a few years studying this subject.
Yes, me too. Anything new we should know about?
Well, there's plenty. For instance, did you know that talking lengthens ladies' lives?
Lengthens ladies' lives?
Talking?
Mm-hmm. Talking is what makes the girls last so long.
Oh, man. Some women are really yakkers.
Oh, some of us do carry on, I'll admit that.
Oh, some fails are double verbose, for sure.
Well, if exercising the vocal cords means a long life, I know quite a few gals who should live to be 110.
At least. And a lot of them are cinched to make the 90s. Don't you reckon?
Would you care to name a few?
Not me. Oh, no.
So being gabby is healthy for the gals, huh?
Sure. You see, we have a knack of gossiping away our repressions. You see what I mean?
Yes, I think I do.
That's one reason they last longer than men.
Yeah.
I see. It's gossip that makes them live longer, is that it?
Sure. They ain't going to kick off because they're afraid they'll miss something.
Either that or they fear they'll be the topic of conversation.
Yeah, please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
And the old saying, never leave the room first.
Don't do that.
No. But say, isn't it possible for us men to become a little more talkative and thus lengthen our stay here?
Say,
I'm afraid that's just not our nature, I guess. You see, the American male goes soon and silent to his grave because he keeps his big mouth shut when he ought to be letting off some steam.
Uh-huh, there you are. Then we men should definitely make it a point to do more talking.
Oh, that's quite impossible. We just can't break the barrier. We can't get a time slot, you see.
Bing.
Yeah, I know we get shushed at a lot, too.
Ken,
and we can't get an out of. We get kicked around plenty. We're pigeons for the ladies when you stop to think about
sure,
it, honestly.
Sure.
That's why women have an easier time in life, because men work like crazy to keep them happy.
Oh, we've got to keep them happy.
Say,
and
fellas,
if we don't, they'll drive us nuts.
Right off our rockers. Well, gosh, I don't know the solution. I guess we fellas are just hopelessly trapped.
We are in a chatter cul-de-sac, you might say. Anyhow, here's to the ladies. Talk it up, girls. It's good for you.
Yeah, yak it up, ladies.
Can I elbow in here?
Personally, Ken, in all fairness, you know, I don't think the gals are much more addicted to gossiping than men. I honestly don't.
Well, don't blab it around, Bing, but you're probably right. We should admit it, though, shouldn't
we?
Oh,
why not? Let's be big. Let's make the girls happy.
Well, that's what kills us, isn't it?
Sure, but what a way to go.
I guess you're right.
Oh, pardon, Rosie. You want to say something? I'm sorry.
Yes, but I've forgotten.
Did you want to sing, maybe?
No, I think I wanted to ask you to sing.
Okay, glad to.
I'm sure of that.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. That's right, Instant Fels Naphtha has everything you need in one package. Everything to get your laundry clean, fresh, and soft the way you like it. And Instant Fels Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. So for the softest, cleanest laundry ever, remember all you need is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products. F-E-L-S, Fels.
Very good, Buddy and Chums.
Say, Rosie, are you open for a request?
Sure, what do you want?
Oh, just any old thing you care to sing.
Okay, here's one you might like.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing. Can solve its mystery. Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord earth in heaven above. What is this thing? What is this thing?
Girls, you want to know how you can entertain your friends outdoors this weekend without entertaining a lot of whining, biting bugs? Well, it's very simple. Just fill your outdoor light sockets with General Electric yellow bug lights. They'll give your whole yard a romantic yellow glow, and everybody will think they're just dandy, except the bugs. Most of them won't even see them, so they won't come around. Yes, General Electric scientists discovered a special yellow color that's practically invisible to a bug's eye. So light up with GE Bug Lights and enjoy outdoor living all summer.
Rosemary and I'd like to sing an old favorite now called Buffalo Gal.
Right. We're going to dance by the light of the moon.
Heavily supplemented, of course, by GE Bulbs.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Oh, yes, pretty boys, we're coming out tonight. Yeah. We're coming out tonight. We're coming out tonight. Oh, yes, pretty boys, we're coming out tonight and dance by the light of the moon.
I danced with a gal with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept a rocking and her toe kept a knocking. I danced with a gal with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept a rocking to the moon.
Wichita gals, ain't you coming out tonight?
Ain't you coming out tonight?
Ain't you coming out tonight?
Oh, Wichita gals, ain't you coming out tonight?
I danced by the light of the moon. I danced with a gal with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept a rocking and her toe kept a rocking. I danced with a gal with a hole in her stocking and her heel kept a rocking to the moon.
As I was a lumbering down the street,
hello.
Down the street,
howdy.
Down the street,
hello.
A handsome gal I chanced to meet.
My.
She was fair to view.
He asked me, would I have some chalk?
Would you?
Have some chalk. Have some chalk.
Let us
he spell. Asked me, would I have some chalk as he stood close to me.
Oh, ain't you coming out tonight?
We gotta go now, friends.
Let's make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
See you then.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?